Male or female, it's still a
horse.
Now, you didn't know how to ride, you would say, I have never
ridden a horse.
Okay. Everyone around here likes to
ride horses.
He rides his every morning.
He rides his every morning.
If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell blank.
Off the horse.
Say a little child went to sleep in bed, found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I must have
fell off the bed.
The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on, who would be called what?
Who?
And the game you play with the
horseshoe.
Yeah, right. The male sheep is called a...
No, I don't know what they're called.
The male sheep is called probably a ram or buck or something like this. Are you familiar with the term for a female sheep?
No.
It's said just exactly like if I were to point at...
Right. I never did know nothing much about sheep.
Yeah. Alright. It said exactly the same way, though. That's something very interesting about our language, doesn't it? Alright, back to the sheep now. What do they have on their backs?
Wool.
Can you give me a name for the male hog?
Boar.
Alright, okay. And what would you call a male that's been longer? You could do that sometimes to a female cat so that it won't breed or...
Oh, I should know that, but I can't find.
Alright. Let's see now. A little one. Now, we're still talking about the pig. A little one, when it's first born, is called...
Pig.
Alright. When it's a little older, it's called...
Shoat.
And how much do they have to weigh? How much do they weigh when they're called shows? Do you have any idea?
I imagine from around 75, 100, maybe 150.
All right. And now, these same animals, what do they have on their backs?
Hair.
All right. And if it gets stiff, sometimes it's called, it's sort of stiff.
A hog?
All right. Sometimes employ a real skin. Yeah. They call them the bristles, right?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the big teeth a hog has, what do you call those?
Tushies.
Do you have any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Okay. If you had a pig and you didn't want it to grow up with you a boar, what would you say you're going to do with it?
Kill him.
Alright. Would you use a term for a tomcat? If you say you didn't want to dispose of him, but you didn't want him to grow up to be, to cavort around. Is there a term you'd use for that?
No, I don't know if I ever.
All right. Well, some people call it auger, some call it change, some call it castrate, sort of like that. All right, now, noise made by a calf when it's being weaned. Doesn't like it very much, so what is it for? The calf.
Bow?
Right, okay. A gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. You say the calf began to... No, I'm sorry. The cow began to. The gentle noise that the cow makes sometimes during feeding.
No.
Okay. All right. That was the best noise. A gentle noise that a horse makes.
Nicker.